CD 11.
Kasa surveyed the length of Lobsnik's. "Looks like we just follow the trail of egg," he said. "Looks like Keel has a yellow streak." It didn't get quite the laugh he'd expected. A lot of the men he'd been able to collect had a more physical sense of humour. But Kasa had, in his own way, some of Vimes's qualities, only they were inverted. A certain kind of man looks up to someone who's brave enough to be really bad.
"Are we going to get into trouble for this, Captain?"
And, of course, you got those who were just along for the ride. He turned to Sergeant Nock, with Corporal Quirk lurking behind him. He fully shared Vimes's view of them, although he approached it, as it were, from the other direction. You couldn't trust either of them. But they hated Keel with that gnawing, nerve-sapping hatred that only the mediocre can really bring to bear, and that was useful.
"How do you think we're going to get into trouble, Sergeant?" he said. "We're working for the government."
"He's a devious devil, sir," said Nock, as if it was a character flaw.
"Now, you lot listen to me, right?" said Kasa. "No mess-ups this time. I want Keel alive, OK, and that kid Vimes. You can do what the hell you like to the rest of them."
"Why do you want him taken alive?" said a quiet voice behind Kasa. "I thought Snapcase wanted him dead. And what's the kid done that's so wrong?"
Kasa turned. To his mild surprise, the watchman behind him didn't flinch.
"What's your name, mister?" he said.
"Coates." "Ned's the one I told you about, sir," said Nock urgently, leaning over Kasa's shoulder. "Keel gave him the push, sir, after..."
"Shut up,"
said Kasa, without taking his eyes off Coates. There wasn't a hint of fear there, not even a glimmer of bravado. Coates just stared back.
"Did you just come along for the ride, Coates?" he said.
"No, Captain. I don't like Keel. But Vimesy is just a kid that got dragged along. What are you going to do to him?"
Kasa leaned forward. Coates did not lean back.
"You were a rebel, weren't you?" he said. "Don't like to do what you're told, eh?" "They're going to get a big drink of ginger beer," said a voice drunk with evil delight.
Kasa turned and looked down at the skinny black-clad ferret. He was somewhat battered, partly because he'd put up a fight when the watchman had tried to pry him out of his cell, and mostly because Todsy and Muffer had been waiting outside. But he'd been allowed to live. Beating something like Ferret to death was, to the other two, an embarrassing and demeaning waste of fist. He certainly flinched under Kasa's gaze. His whole body was a flinch.
"Did I ask you to speak, you little dog's tonker?"
Kasa inquired.
"No, sir." "Right. Remember that. It could save your life one day."
Kasa turned his attention back to Ned.
"OK, sunshine. This is the bright new dawn you wanted. You asked for it, you got it. We've just got to sweep away a few of yesterday's leftovers. By order of Lord Snapcase, your mate. And it ain't your job to ask why and who, but young Vimesy... Why, I think he's a game lad who will be a credit to the city if he's kept out of the way of bad company. Now, Nock says you're good at thinking. So now you tell me what you think Keel's going to do."
Ned gave him a look that went on for slightly longer than Kasa felt comfortable with.
"He's a defender," he said eventually. "He'll be back at Watch House. He'll set a few traps, get the men tooled up and wait for you."
"Huh?"
said Kasa.
"He doesn't like to see his men hurt," said Ned.
"This is not going to be his day, then," said Kasa.
Halfway down Cable Street was a barricade. It wasn't much. A few doors, a table or two. By the standards of the big one that was even now being turned back into unbelligerent dining room furniture, it barely existed at all. Kasa's informal crew walked slowly, staring up at buildings and into the mouths of alleys. People in the street fled at their approach. Some men walk in a way that projects bad news ahead of them. Vimes crouched behind the makeshift wall and peered through a crack. They'd snatched a few crossbows from aimless soldiers on the way here, but by the look of it, Kasa's men had at least 15 between them, and they outnumbered the lilac lads 2-1. If push came to shove, he'd take Kasa out right now. It wasn't the way it ought to go. He wanted people to see the man hang. He wanted the city to execute him. Going back empty-handed would leave a loose end flapping. He heard the sound of sobbing from further along the barricade. It wasn't young Sam, he knew, and Nobby Nobbs had probably cried all the tears a body was capable of some time ago. It was Reg. He sat, with his back to the makeshift defence, the threadbare flag across his knees, and tears dripping off his chin.